Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning picks up momentum for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Election Commission transfers top rank officers in Assam, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh says disengagement and de-escalation is the way forward to deal with the current situation along the northern borders. Two Naxalites killed in an encounter with police in Balaghat district of Madhya Pradesh. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi takes oath as Egypt's president for the third term. And in IPL cricket, match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Lucknow Super Giants underway at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Campaigning is picking up momentum as the polling date for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections is nearing. Senior leaders of major political parties are actively campaigning in different states which are going for polls in this phase. The BJP has started its campaigning on a war footing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed the first election rally in Rajasthan near Kotputli. He said the BJP won all 25 seats in 2014 and 2019 from the state, and the same is going to happen this time too. Mr. Modi said this is not a general election, but the election of developed India and developed Rajasthan.
2024 का ये लोकसभा चुनाव कोई सामान्य चुनाव नहीं है। ये चुनाव विकसित राजस्थान और विकसित भारत के संकल्प का चुनाव है। ये चुनाव भारत को दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनाने के लिए है। ये चुनाव भ्रष्टाचार को जड़ से उखाड़ फेंकने के लिए है। ये चुनाव आत्मनिर्भर भारत के सपने को पूरा करने के लिए है।
Criticizing the Congress and INDI alliance, he said, the opposition parties are contesting elections not for the country, but for the families. This is the first such election when opposition parties are holding rallies to save their families. On the other hand, Congress State President Govind Singh Dutasara, former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot and senior party leaders addressed nomination rallies of party candidates in Pali and Jodhpur. Addressing the nomination rally in Pali, Mr. Dutasara said the public should compare the work of the last 10 years of the central government and the work of the Manmohan Singh government. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah led a roadshow in Channapatna today, that is part of Bangalore rural Lok Sabha constituency in Karnataka. BJP candidate Dr. C.N. Manjunath, JDS State President H.D. Kumaraswamy, BJP State President B.Y. Vijendra, among others, accompanied him in the roadshow. Speaking on the occasion, Amit Shah noted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 23 years of governance as Gujarat CM and thereafter as Prime Minister of India has remained chaste without any blemish of corruption. He added that Narendra Modi ensured national security and India has today become the fifth largest economy. Earlier today, he addressed the Shakti Pramukhs of five Lok Sabha constituencies in Bengaluru. He said the BJP promotes Vikasit Bharat and INDI alliance promotes corruption.
लोक सभा चुनाव में एक और भारतीय जनता पार्टी और एनडीए जो हमारे प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में चुनाव के मैदान में है और दूसरी ओर परिवारवादी और भ्रष्टाचारियों का गठबंधन ये इंडी अलायंस है। नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने 23 साल तक पारदर्शिता के साथ ट्रांसपेरेंसी के साथ इस देश को एक एग्जाम्पल सेट करने का काम किया है।
Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah addressed media persons in Mysuru today. He questioned Union Home Minister Amit Shah for not visiting the state when it was in distress. Mr. Siddaramaiah also alleged that the centre has not given Karnataka its share of central taxes. He took on the central government for not giving permission for the Mekedatu and Mahadayi projects. Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar held a meeting with INDIA Alliance political parties in Bengaluru today. Aam Aadmi Party State President Mukhyamantri Chandru CPM General Secretary Basavaraju, NCP State President C.N. Inamdar, CPIML General Secretary Clifton D. Rosario, RJD State President Yakub Gulpari and Forward Bloc State President Shiv Shankar, among others, were present in the meeting to discuss the election strategy. A delegation from the Congress Party met with the Election Commission in New Delhi today, appealing it to stop misleading and divisive advertisements in states and union territories. Addressing the media after the meeting, senior Congress leader Salman Khurshid said his party has raised the issue of removing the photo of Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister from the advertisements of already running schemes in the state. The Congress also urged the poll body to use technology to stop misleading and divisive advertisements as well as fake news. The Congress today released another list of 17 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded former Union Minister M.M. Pallam Raju from Kakinada Lok Sabha seat, while Andhra Pradesh Congress President Y.S. Sharmila Reddy will contest from Kadapa. Party leader J.D. Seelam will contest from Bapatla Lok Sabha seat in Andhra Pradesh. Former Union Minister Tariq Anwar will contest from Katihar Lok Sabha seat in Bihar, while Amir Chand Nayak will fight from Kandhamal Lok Sabha seat in Odisha. The party also released a list of 114 candidates for Andhra Pradesh Assembly polls and 49 candidates for Odisha Assembly polls. The Congress Party in Arunachal Pradesh today released its poll manifesto for the ensuing simultaneous elections to the 18th Lok Sabha and 11th Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh. The manifesto was unveiled by the State Congress President and contesting candidate from Arunachal West parliamentary seat, Nawam Tuki. The Congress manifesto promises job guarantee, upgradation of all government, primary and middle schools to residential schools, doubling of student stipends, setting up of super speciality hospital in every district headquarters, among others. The Election Commission has issued transfer orders for district magistrates, superintendents of police and DIG, IG rank officers in Assam, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. The decision was taken as part of the regular review by the Commission during a meeting chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar along with Election Commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. The officials transferred include DM of Udalgiri in Assam, DM and SP of Bhojpur district in Bihar and DM and SP of Nawada district in Bihar. All the transferred officials have been asked to hand over the charge to their immediate junior officer, and these officers will not be assigned any election duty till the completion of the general elections. The respective state governments have been directed to send a panel of names of IAS and IPS officers to the commission. The Election Commission has launched a myth versus reality register to combat the spread of misinformation in general elections 2024. The poll body in a release said this platform can be used to verify information, prevent the spread of misinformation, debunk myths, and stay informed about key issues during the general elections. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said disengagement and de-escalation is the way forward to deal with the current situation along the northern borders. He expressed confidence that while troops are standing firm, the ongoing talks for peaceful resolution will continue. Addressing the Army Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, the Raksha Mantri lauded efforts of the Army and security forces on the western borders. He highlighted the stellar role played by the Army in guarding the country's borders and fighting terrorism and providing assistance to the civil administration in the hour of need. During the Army Commanders Conference, the Indian Army's apex leadership deliberated upon all aspects of existing security scenarios, the situation along the borders, in the hinterland, and current challenges for the present security apparatus. In Madhya Pradesh, police have killed two Naxalites in an encounter during a search operation in Balaghat district. One of the Naxalites had a reward of 29 lakh rupees and the other had a reward of 14 lakh rupees. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has expressed pride in the soldiers on this action. Dr. Yadav said this is the result of alertness of the Madhya Pradesh police. The Chief Minister said that we will never allow the Naxalite movement to flourish. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh in an alleged liquor excise policy scam. A bench of Justice Sanjeev Khanna, Deepankar Datta and Prasanna B. Varale said Mr. Singh could be released during pendency of the trial. The court said he can now participate in political activities during the period of bail. The court, however, said he cannot make any public statement on the ED's investigation. The AAP leader was arrested in October last year. The Supreme Court today came down heavily on Patanjali Ayurved, its managing director Acharya Balakrishna and its co-founder Baba Ramdev in the misleading advertisements case. A bench of Justices Hima Kohli and Ehsanuddin Amanullah was hearing a petition filed by the Indian Medical Association against Patanjali's advertisements attacking allopathy and making claims about curing certain diseases. The court was not content with the affidavit filed by Balakrishna and said it will not accept the explanation provided. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi today was sworn in for his third term as president. Sisi had won the presidential election with 89.6% of the vote in December last year. He is set to remain president until 2030. In a statement, Sisi vowed to remain faithful to the interests of the people of the country as Egypt battled a deep economic crisis with the help of billions in overseas loans and investments. He pledged to build a modern and democratic state. The Reserve Bank of India has taken numerous steps in the recent past to popularize the use of the Indian rupee in global markets, especially for trade settlements. With numerous benefits like stability and lower transaction costs, the RBI has already permitted banks from 22 countries to open special Vastro rupee accounts for settling payments in Indian rupees. Leading economist Uday Tardalkar spoke to Akashvani News about internationalization of the rupee.
2016 post-demonetization, a lot of focus is on digital technology and UPI contributes to 45% of the digital transactions that happen in the world. UPI is accepted in 7 countries now as far as the payment mode is concerned. Post-Ukraine-Russia war, actually India took a lot of initiatives that the rupee to be traded in other countries with their own currency. The digital rupee, what India has introduced in December 22, that's also going to play a major role in terms of these transactions because digital rupee is as good as a hard cash and it can be exchanged at any point of time 24/7.
In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Churu parliamentary seat in Rajasthan. Churu is going to polls in the first phase on the 19th of this month. We have a report.
A total of 13 candidates, including BJP, Congress and BSP, are in the fray for Churu Lok Sabha seat. From 1991, the main contest at this seat has been between Congress and the BJP. The Kaswa family has dominated this seat since 1999. Ram Singh Kaswa won consecutively 3 times from this seat on BJP ticket from 1999 to 2009. His son Rahul Kaswa won as BJP candidate in 2014 and 2019 elections. But this time BJP has fielded para-athlete Devendra Jajadia as its candidate. Rahul Kaswa is now contesting the election on Congress ticket. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants have set a target of 182 runs for Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Bengaluru. Asked to bat first, Lucknow Super Giants scored 181 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning picks up momentum for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Election Commission transferred top rank of officers in Assam, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh says disengagement and de-escalation is the way forward to deal with the current situation along the northern borders. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi takes oath as Egypt's president for the third term. And IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants set a target of 182 runs before Royal Challengers Bengaluru. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.